Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us once again as we face the issues. It's always our joy to have you participate in the radio broadcast each day. As we face the issues, you can participate in this broadcast by simply dialing 831-0917. 831-0917 is that telephone number. Get your call directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can listen to your input, your questions, your answers, your dialogue and discussion on the broadcast. We're going to be talking about a very, very, very important subject today. We're going to be talking about war with Russia, or if you will, I've chosen several titles to call this today, President Trump in Prophecy, or War with Russia. We're seeing it coming about, fulfillment of Scripture, and that's going to be our subject today. I pray that it will be informative, encouraging, and challenging, inspirational to you as you join this dialogue and discussion today on Let's Face the Issue. Let me remind you, when we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Multitudes of people face issues based on philosophy and ideological bent, or based on some dogma, rites, rituals, rules, and regulations of denominational structure, or what others might say or some politician might have as his position. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to face issues based on the authority of Scripture. What does the Scripture say? I believe the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God is the first, foremost, and final authority for mankind. God's Word is God's progressive revelation of Himself to man, and it gives us the pathway, the light unto our footsteps as to what God would have us to do. Jesus said to His disciples, "If you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, is truth. And then He says in John 17:17, "Thy Word is truth." Back in Zechariah, the 8th chapter, the 6th verse, the Scripture says, "Speak every man truth to his neighbor." Truth is what we want to express and what we pray that you are looking for. In fact, it was George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from truth, the more it will hate those who speak the truth." And that's exactly where we find ourselves in our world today. Most people are not looking for, interested in, nor will listen to truth. Most are interested in mythology and fables. Most are interested in anything but what the Word of God says. And this is the reason we're in the declension that we're in morally, ethically, and spiritually today in society. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time also carries a full line of hurricane preparedness and hurricane cleanup equipment with generators and chainsaws and so forth. Tools for Time has a full line of the Honda generators along with a knowledgeable staff on answering your questions about backup power and solutions for that. Tools for Time, located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. 11291 Old San Augustine Road, that's exactly at the location of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Look up, find the gigantic flagpole with the Old Glory flag, with the flag, and you'll find Tools for Time at the base of that flagpole, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we think on the subject today, President Donald J. Trump and prophecy, it's a fascinating thing to me how we overlook so many things that as we see them and recognize what God is doing. Let me just talk about it a minute by way of monologue and introduction to the real essence of the study today and what we wanted to do. Israel, the Middle East and President Trump are making headlines again. I don't know if you've noticed that, but the headlines talking about President Trump has been one that's the most, favorable president for Israel now in the past 50 years. And President Trump has been the most pro-Israel president that we've seen since, I believe it was Truman and his relationship to Israel. President Trump is the one you recall just not long ago, about a year ago, moved the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And ladies and gentlemen, the previous three presidents had refused to do so, notwithstanding the fact that the Jerusalem Embassy Act was passed in 1995 and was to be instituted by 2001. And the three presidents before President Trump had refused to do so. They had not done that, but President Trump did. President Trump officially recognized Golan Heights as belonging to Israel just recently. President Trump pulled American troops out of the Iran nuclear agreement, which was very dangerous for Israel. And had we remained in that agreement, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it would have allowed the development of nuclear weapons that Israel would be in grave danger as a result of it. But thankfully, President Trump, with, I believe, the leadership of God, whether he recognizes it or not, giving in insight and wisdom to make some decisions that he's made. If that had not happened, ladies and gentlemen, I believe surely that Iran would have used those nuclear weapons against Israel sometimes in the near future. Now, the latest headlines, perhaps you've been watching it on news. It's made waves on both sides of the aisle. In fact, one of the prominent Republicans, Lindsey Graham, is chiding President Trump for making the decision. President Trump has announced that he's going to pull U.S. troops out of Turkey. This is along the, I think it's an approximate 19-mile strip at the southern border of Turkey, and now he's occupied by what is called the Kurds. The Kurds have been friends of the U.S., and we've had the U.S. troops along with the Kurds fighting against the intrusion of the Syrian troops for some time now. Here's an article that I want to read that sets the stage, along with several others that I want to bring into the picture to set the stage for what we're going to talk about, because what President Trump is doing when he makes the decision to pull these troops out and then some of his statements reach the level of prophetic text when he says so. And it's going to the point of instituting Ezekiel 38 and 39 with what some call the war with Russia. I call it the coming global Islamic invasion because that's what it boils down to, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, this article says, what we know about Trump's withdrawal from northern Syria, as critics argue, it abandons the Kurdish allies. President Donald Trump defended a plan to move U.S. troops out of northern Syria, despite the backlash Monday from GOP, according to USA Today. Donald Trump has doubled down on his unexpected decision to pull U.S. troops out of the northern Syria, despite backlash from cities on all sides, or as critics on all sides, that is, who argue he is leaving Kurdish allies open to an attack from the Turkish troops. Further in the article, it says, Trump announces his decision to pull out of northern Syria. On Sunday, the White House said that the U.S. would withdraw troops from the region of northern Syria that borders Turkey. This comes ahead of the Turkish military intrusion in Syria against those considered terrorist threats. Among those perceived threats are Kurdish fighters, part of the Syrian Democratic Forces, who have been allied with the United States in fighting Islamic State, or ISIS, that is. Trump defended the move as an attempt to fulfill a campaign promise to end U.S. involvement in the war, such as in Syria. Quote, Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen, I campaigned on the fact that I was going to bring our soldiers home, Trump told reporters of the decision. The White House said the announcement came after Trump talked with Turkish President Erdogan, who believes that Kurdish forces are allied with insurgents inside Turkey, as he talked with him on the phone. The United States has fought alongside Syrian Democratic Forces against the Islamic State, captured thousands of terrorists in the region. Further, the article says, we may be in the process of leaving Syria, but in no way have we abandoned the Kurds, who are special people and wonderful fighters, Trump said Tuesday. But ladies and gentlemen, here's his unrecognized prophetic statement that I want to read. President Donald Trump said, almost 3 years now but it's time for us to get out of those ridiculous endless wars, many of them tribal, and bring our soldiers home. We will fight where it is to our benefit, and we will only fight to win. Listen, Turkey, Europe, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Russia, and the Kurds will now have to do the fighting, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, what President Trump has just said, and listen to these words, we will fight where it is to our benefit, and only fight to win. Turkey, Syria, Europe, Iran, Iraq, Russia, and the Kurds will now have to do the fighting. That is a very, very, very prophetic statement, perhaps unrecognized by most, if not all, of the world today, especially when it comes to the fake drive-by media and what they're saying, and some of those on both sides of the aisle. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article dealing with that subject. Trump is building toward war while alienating all of our allies. Dateline May 14, 2019. Only one week ago, National Security Advisor John Bolton seemed to be laying a trap for the leaders of Iran, squeezing them into a corner where they would have no choice but to lash out. Now he seems to be setting the stage to strike back, to topple the regime by force, if and when they take the bait. The New York Times reported Monday that, as Bolton's request, Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan presented an updated military plan to send as many as 120,000 troops to the Middle East if Iran attacks the U.S. forces or resumes work on the nuclear program that it halted and mostly dismantled 4 years ago after signing an accord with the United States and five other nations. President Donald Trump backed out of the Iran nuclear deal soon after taking office, then reimposed economic sanctions that had been lifted as part of the deal, and then, more recently, applied sanctions on all other nations that continued doing business with Iran, a move that is squeezing Iran's economy and decimating its oil exports. Trump has declared also that Iran's Revolutionary Guard are an elite unit of its military to be foreign terrorist organization, a move that also carries sanctions. The first time anyone has tagged the label onto a governmental entity, the State Department and Pentagon had urged Trump not to take this step, fearing backlash against U.S. forces in the region. As if on cue, Iran declared Central Command, the dominant U.S. military forces in the region, to be a terrorist organization also. If Iran were to attack any of those forces, it would be self-fulfilling prophecy and provocation or an excuse for the U.S. to strike back. Like clockwork, the Pentagon announced early this month that it was dispatching an aircraft carrier with four bomber aircraft to the Middle East in response to signs that Iranian proxies were preparing to attack U.S. interests. Now listen, Iranian proxies, those that are fighting for Iran, but under a different banner, different flag, different name, different state, different entities, if you will, proxies. Notice, ladies and gentlemen, the unrecognized prophetic statement made by President Trump, and I want to reiterate that. He is saying, in essence, let Turkey, Europe, and Syria, and Iraq, and Iran, and Russia do the fighting. As you might recall, it hadn't been but a couple of years ago now, where Russia had said they were going to go in alongside Syrian troops and they were going to wipe out ISIS. And it was President Trump that said, let Russia help Syria lead the fight against ISIS. Now, notwithstanding that statement, may I say early on that Syria is a puppet state of Russia. Syria is a puppet state for Russia. Iran is carrying out side by side the affairs that Russia and Iran would like to take place. The all of this is building up to what I want to tell you and point out to us today, that it's the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39, where we find Russia leading five Islamic nations. Russia today is approximately Russian army today is approximately 51% or better Islamic jihadists. And the five Islamic nations that we'll talk about in a moment are also going to be led by Russia into an ultimate battle of coming against little Israel, and it will proliferate on a global basis and will bring the whole globe into that battle that will then ultimately lead into what is then called the Battle of Armageddon, where China will come into the fray. And you find that in the book of Daniel chapter 11, verses 1 and following. Then Daniel chapter 11, verses 36 through 42, where you find China coming into the picture and coming into the fray, which will ultimately be the Battle of Armageddon. The war with Russia, the war that is found in Ezekiel 38 and 39, is not the Battle of Armageddon. The scripture says in Matthew 24, there'll be wars and rumblings of wars, and that's part of the rumblings of wars that will be taking place. So what are the potential results of the U.S. troop withdrawal and announcement of Turkey and Syria and Iraq and Iran and Russia needing to handle it? This is the ultimate fulfillment, as I said, of Ezekiel 38 and 39, where God's word through the prophet Ezekiel gives us the future of the Middle East and the ultimate worldwide global war that shall take place. I believe that in the near future, we will see the five-nation coalition led by Russia come against little tiny Israel and draw all nations into the world, the globe, into that ultimate battle called the Battle of Armageddon. Some call it the war with Russia. I call it the coming global Islamic invasion. And ladies and gentlemen, I've written a book on that subject. I'm holding a copy of it in my hand. It is titled The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. It's a study, verse by verse, word for word study of Ezekiel 38 and 39. It's a very brief book. It's not but about 70 pages. It has three chapters. This book retails for $10.99. I want to send you a copy of this book for everyone that calls in today. Leave your name and address with our call screener and allow him to pass that on to me. We'll send this book to you at no cost, just to say thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining in the dialogue and discussion today. Please understand, this book is free, but any contribution you want to make toward the ongoing of Let's Face the Issues on the broadcast each day will be thankfully appreciated. And we'll send you this book in response to your call today, leaving your name and address so that we can send that to you. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that I think is pretty straightforward. War with Russia inevitable. Tensions that have been steadily rising between the United States and Iran, especially with the recent U.S. decision to try through sanctions to reduce Iranian oil to zero, according to May 2019 report. This article further says these attacks have come from what was assumed to be the Yemeni proxies of Iran. Iran, that is Israel, has warned that the U.S. that Iran is planning to attack either American targets or targets belonging to the U.S. allies, including Saudi Arabia's oil production facilities. That was Dateline May 11th, 2019, by the way. The article further says the U.S. also recently moved a new aircraft carrier strike group into the region, prompting a threat from the Iranian Supreme Leader's representatives. While global threats abound, rising tensions in the region of the Persian Gulf are particularly alarming, given the traditionally hot tempers and highly armed actors, some of whom also possess nuclear weapons. It is also worth noting that 20% of the global oil production flows through the volatile region. The millennia Bible prophecy has focused on the Middle East as a flashpoint for end-time events, when a king of the south, Arab Muslim power, as well as the nations to the north and the eastern Jerusalem, east of Jerusalem, will emerge and stir up trouble, Daniel 11, 40 through 44. And ladies and gentlemen, what this writer is doing that I'm reading you an excerpt from, he's on target until he gets to the point of bringing in Daniel 11, 40 through 44, because that's when the king of the east, that is China, comes into the picture, and that's during the days of the Battle of Armageddon. That's during the final days that shall take place, when the Battle of Armageddon will be at the raging flashpoint. And the Battle of Armageddon is not this battle that we're speaking of today with the Battle of Russia and the five Islamic nations of Ezekiel 38 and 39. It's a different battle. Ezekiel 38 and 39 battle, after the battle is over, it will take 7 years and 7 months to clean up the war machinery and the dead bodies and the debris that will be left as a result of this battle. It is a conflagration on a global level, but it is a Russia-led with five Islamic nations. And 7 years and 7 months after the battle, certainly would not be that case if it's the Battle of Armageddon. The Battle of Armageddon, at the conclusion of that, brings the Lord Jesus Christ back to the earth, and then the millennial reign of 1,000 years. And the 7 years, 7 months of cleaning up the dead, the bodies, and the war machinery will not go into the millennial reign with the Lord Jesus. So I use that as a point of demarcation and pointing out very, very clearly we're talking about two different battles. But nevertheless, the battle with Russia, the coming global Islamic invasion, as I call it in my book on the subject. Some call it the war with Russia. That's all right because it's Russian-led. But the Russian-led five nations are all Islamic, and so it's an Islamic battle at the very end of the concluding thoughts in relationship to it. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to get us to understand today is the vital need to recognize what is taking place. Here's an article that says, and it's written by a rabbi, it says, U.S. versus Iran, an ancient conflict coming full circle. As tensions between the U.S. and Iran rise and the first sparks of an actual conflict appear, ancient prophecies concerning pre-messianic politics seem suddenly to reveal relevant like a never before. Last month, the White House officially designated the Iran Revolutionary Guard, RGC, a terrorist organization, saying it was the Iranian government's primary means of directing and implementing its global terrorist campaign. Iran responded by labeling the U.S. military a terrorist group. Also, the White House ordered the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier strike group with B-52 bombers to the region on May 4th. To counter clear indications of threats from Iran, the American forces in the region. Four oil tankers, including two from Saudi Arabia and one from Norway, surged significant damage, suffered significant damage, sabotage attacks on Monday. The attack took place off the coast of coast in the United Arab Emirates, less than 100 miles from the vital Straits of Hormuz shipping channel. At the request of the UAE government, a U.S. team of investigators officially went to investigate the incident. The team reported that each ship had 5 10-foot holes near or just below the waterline, probably caused by an explosive charge. This article further says Iran or its proxies, again use the term, could respond by targeting commercial vessels, including oil tankers, U.S. military vessels in the Red Sea, or the Persian Gulf. The possibility that the attack on the tankers came from Iran was uncovered in a speech by President Trump on Monday, in which he warned that Iran would suffer greatly if it targeted any U.S. interest. This rabbi goes on to say, listen, Messiah the King will be revealed. All nations of the world will be provoking each other. The king of Persia, Iran, will provoke the king of Arabia, Saudi Arabia, and the king of Arabia will go to Edom, that is to the west, to take counsel of the king of Persia, will in turn destroy the entire world. The nations of the world will be outraged and panicked. They will fall on their faces and they will experience pain, the birth pangs. Israel, too, will be outraged at the state of the panic and ask, where do we go? But say unto them, my children, do not fear. The time of your redemption has come, and at last redemption will be different from the first, which will follow by further bondage and pain. At this last redemption, you will not experience that pain or subjugation again. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a little off in his eschatological timeline, but he's exactly right with what he's saying in relationship to that which is going to take place with the nation of Israel and the global nations led by Russia coming against Israel, which will then proliferate into all of the globe and its battle, the battle of all ages, where we see that taking place and it's coming against Israel and then will spread. Ladies and gentlemen, this five nations led by Russia are today made up of Islamic-controlled nations. But we must keep in mind that God is still on the throne, that God is still in complete control, and God shall ultimately deliver the little postage stamp, the apple of God's eye, that place called Israel today. God will deliver her from the hands of those that will want to destroy her. Here's an article that says why the Russia-Turkish Iran alliance could be more disturbing than you think. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting to the point, I'm setting the stage, I want us to see what's happening on a national scene, what is taking place by the news media, what is taking place by many pundits and many theologians and many of those that are looking at what God is doing and recognizing that this is the ultimate fulfillment of God's prophetic text in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Now listen very carefully. What I am not saying, I am not telling you that this is on the horizon. I'm not telling you that this could be tomorrow. But I'm telling you that it's part of the signs. The word signs, the word semions, we get the roadmap, that is the road markers, talking about what will happen in the future. I believe we're watching the stage being set. I believe we're watching the actors being put in place. I believe we're watching the hand of God prophetically taking place and setting the stage today. This article says why the Russian Turkey-Iranian alliance could be more disturbing than you think. The article says at the time when Russia faces widespread diplomatic fallout from the poisoned spy scandal and Turkey frustrates Western allies amid human rights concerns, these two rival nations are teaming up with Iran, a country that may soon restart its nuclear weapon program. On Tuesday, this is dated several months back. On Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Erdogan put aside previous tensions and attended a groundbreaking ceremony for Russian-made nuclear plant power plant under construction in Turkey's Mediterranean coast. On Wednesday, the two met with Iranian President Rouhani to discuss Syria's future at the summit in the Turkish capital of Ankara. According to the reports, Russia, Turkey, and Iran are working together to create a de-escalation zone to end the seven-year civil war in Syria. While this news is significant to the international community, it may also be important for all from a biblical perspective. Why is that so? Because some scholars say that the alliance of Russia, Turkey, and Iran sounds strikingly similar to the coalition foretold in the Old Testament prophecy of Ezekiel. And ladies and gentlemen, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, talks about Gog and Magog and Persia and Ethiopia and Libya and Gomer. Ladies and gentlemen, those nations today are Russia, which will be the leader, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Algeria, Turkey, and Germany. Those are the nations, ladies and gentlemen, that will come against Israel in the conflagration that is called the war with Russia, or as I call it, the coming global Islamic invasion of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, Russia, Iran, and Turkey are now collaborating. Meanwhile, Libya and Algeria are already closely aligned with Russia and are hostile and are both all hostile to the nation of Israel. And Sudan is radical, is a radical Islamic Sunni state allied with Iran and Russia that is also anti-Israel. Is this alliance of Russia, Turkey, and Iran a precursor to the events prophesied in Ezekiel 38 and 39? Time will reveal, but I say absolutely unequivocally yes. It is the harbinger of things to come in relationship to that conflagration called the war with Russia or the coming global Islamic invasion. What we do know is that God gives us the prophecy to help us understand He has a sovereign plan. God has a sovereign plan. God has a future plan. And God still is on the throne. And God is the one that is orchestrating and allowing this to take place. And ladies and gentlemen, He is using, I believe, our President, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, as His tool, His workman that is being used today to bring about these events as we're watching them. Now, I'm not saying that Trump is the causative factor of the battle that shall take place, but may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this is on the horizon, and we need to watch with careful eye what is being said and what is being brought about and understand from a prophetic standpoint, an eschatological standpoint, what the Word of God says is going to take place in the very near future. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk about it in a moment. We're going to complete this broadcast, this study today in relationship to the coming global Islamic invasion, the war with Russia, President Donald Trump and prophecy, and how does Trump fit into the prophecy and what the Scripture is saying in Ezekiel 38 and 39. After the news break in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk about the 12th Imam, that's I-M-A-M, the key factor of the Islamic prophecy and what fuels the Islamic jihadist movement today and why they're doing what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that there is a motive behind Islam and their journey to destroy the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a news break about 1 minute. Don't turn that dial. Hang in there. Come right back. We're going to continue this thought today on the coming global Islamic invasion.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.